First year in Nido Yudaf Yer Etov Shimon Beis, May 4th, 1982, on Tuesday.
These Kusim, now Kusim, are the descendants of the Shomronim, the Sancheiret, transmigrated into Eretz Yisrael when he took the Aseres HaShvatim into exile. So he brought over other nations into Eretz Yisrael. And then they were Megayah themselves because Machmasira Saharois, because of the lions that attacked them. And the Pasuk says, So in other words, they were Reim Lavizorah Bishitu. On one hand, they feared the Rebbeinu Shalom, on the other hand, they worshipped the idols. So there is a machlokes tanoim as to what the Kusim Gerahoye say or Kusim Gereme say. If we, according to Bandoma, Kusim Gerahoye say, so inasmuch as the Geus was not a genuine Geus, they continued being gave the Avizore, so in the Mele the Geus was not valid. So they had a deen of Goyim. And according to Bandoma, that Kusim Gereme say, so in spite of the fact that originally at the outset they continued to worship idols, but the Geus was Chal, so they had a deen of Israel. Anyway, B'deire shel Rabbam and Rabbase, the Gemara in Chum says, so the Chachomim or Gezer aleihem, li'es kigoyim v'chol gvoy. So even though we pass like the Tanoim that Kusim Gereme say, so originally they had a deen of Jews, but now they have a deen of Goyim. They have a deen of Goyim. Now, here the Mishnah says, the Mishnah discusses their status prior to the time that the Chachonim or Gezer on them, that they have a deen of Goyim. So from the Gemara it appears that the Tanya of this Mishnah accords with the Mandoma that Kusim Gereme say. So they are Yisrael. They are Midrash and they are Yisrael and Gmurim. So still, Bnei Kusim Nideis Maris also. So Midrabonon, so the Bnei Kusim, so have a deen of a Nido from their infants. Nideis Maris also. Why? So the Gemara says it accords with Chameya, with Yisrael Shishlim Yute, and there is a possibility that even an infant should see Dan. And because of that, so in respect to Israel, if this happens, so they'll observe the Dinim Nide, Ligavit Tatar. Masha'im Kei, the Kusim, they are not Tzayas to the Dinim Torah. So because of that, the Chachonim or Gezer, Tume, and Neis Kusim, Me'arisos, from the cradle, from their infancy. So they have the Amitame mid Rabbonon Tumasni. Even though the overwhelming majority of the little children, the girls, I mean, do not menstruate at such an early age, but since there is such a possibility, Gemara mentions cases, so because of that, they are mitame mi'arisos. The akusim mitamim mishkaftachtim ke'eliye mipnei shehein be'alini deis. Now, the Gemara explains that. Now the halacha is that a Baal Nido has the same tumah. Now, since the Kusim, so they didn't recognize the Torah Shebaal Peh, so the Mele, they understood the Torah Shebechzav according to their own erroneous interpretation. So the Mele, they were mixed up as to Dawah as Vil Chasmide. So Al-Pudi, what is Damide, if it's certain, if it's Ode, what if it's Yorek, if it's yellow or green, so it's not Mitame. But they were Mitame Dam Yorek too. Some Mele, suppose a woman among the Kusim, so she started to see Dam Yorek on Sunday. And then on Tuesday she started to see Damode. So Al-Kadim, when does she become a Nido? On Tuesday. on Tuesday. But they didn't know, so the Mele, they considered on Yorick also as Damtomi. So they started to count from the Sunday Rie. 7 days, so we counted 7 days after the Sunday Rie, even though it was still only 5 days after the Rie's Damtomi. So their tefillah was no tefillah. But they didn't know, so the Mele, the Bnei Skusi had a din of Misafik Nile. So the Mele, their husbands, had Misafik, had a status of Bealin. So the Aloha is, Vakusin, Mitamin, Mishkaptachtei, of the Beil Nide, of the Kusim, of the husbands, Keli. What does it mean? So the Gemara is before. Tachtei shall Beil Nide, Keli shall Zav. Now, this is deduced from Suki. I mean, we learn it, that from Gimu, we learn it in Gemara. But anyway, the gist of these alohas is as follows. Now, Ezav, and the Nido, Ezobe, are an avatum. And the Zav itself, the Nido itself, is an avatum. So, it is an avatume. But not only the Nido itself, herself, is an avatume. Even the Mishka Tachte, in other words, if there is a certain mattress on which a Nido lay, even if she didn't touch it, even if you had 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, so the lowermost mattress is also an avatume. And let's say the Nido or the Zav lay on the uppermost mattress. So, also, the lowermost mattress has a din of a mishkaptachtein of a nido, and mishkaptachtein of a nido, vizobo, vizav, is an avatum. Now, then there is elyenishal zav, or elyenishal zobe, elyenishal nido. What does elyenishal zav and elyenishal zobe mean? Means, so according to the Rashbam, it means that if the Zav was placed on one scale, and then you had the Ichlin, and you had the Ichlin on the other scale, so the Zav was Machriya. So the Ichlin, the Mashkich B'chav Shniyo, that's a Yene. Shalzav. This is the Rashbam's view. Now, Teisves says no. If the Zav was on one scale, let's say if he had a scale, so the Zav was on one scale, and then Echol Mashkin on the other scale, and Echol Mashkin on another scale. So if the Zav was Machriya, the Echol Mashkin, so then it's Tumas Eset. So we don't have to resort to a special Tume of Elyeni Shalzav. So Teisves explains that the Yini Shel Zav means, if, let's say, there was a long baguette, and one end of the baguette, let's say, shawl, so what was on top of the Zav, and the other was on the floor. So, even though, let's say, a Zav here, and then there was something on top of the Zav, and the Beged did not even touch the Zav, because the Beged was on top of a hat that was on the head of the Zav. And then the other end of the Beged was on the floor, was dragging on the floor. So, Tumaseset it isn't. Tumaseset means, if it was massive, If the Zav moved the Beged, but if the other end of the Beged was still on the floor, so it wasn't manned, it didn't move the whole Beged, then Tumasese doesn't take effect. If the whole Beged, let's say, here is a Zav standing, and then there is something on top of the Zav, and then there is a Beged on top of that thing, so even though the Beged doesn't touch the Zav, because there is something that is mafsik between between the Tzar and the Beged, so then the Beged becomes Tomei in Machmas Hesed. That's only if the whole Beged is Nisar, is moved by the Tzar. But if one end of the Beged is on the floor, so since not the whole Beged is Nisar, al Nisar, so Mele Tumas Hesed doesn't take effect. But that's the Tumas Elyin shows up. This is how they say. Oh, Tachten Kelly. Now, so then the aloche of that Mishnah is Vakusim. So Kusim heavy din Misofi of Bialy Nidol. Because their wives might be Nides, not knowing that they are Nides. So Mele the husbands heavy din of a Bialy Nidol. Now, a Bialy Nidol is Mitame, like a Nidol herself. But there is one difference. Whereas the Mishkaf and the Meisha of a Nidol is an Avatumeh, if Keli, if an Odom and Keli will come in contact with the Mishkaf and Meisha of the Zav or of the Nidol, they will become Tomeh. Let's say a Nidol lay on a bed, on a mattress, or she sat on a chair, she lay on a couch, and then an Odom would come in contact with that couch, with that mattress, with that chair. So then, that Odom will become Tomei, because the couch of the Nido, the mattress of the Nido, the chair of the Nido, that's the Mishkaf or the Meishav of the Nido, is an Avatum. Is an Avatum. And the Nav is Mitame Odom Mikeli. So if Kelim or an Odom will come in contact with the Mishkaf or the Meishav, the couch, the chair, the bed of the Nido, the Zav, the Zove, so they'll become Tomei, because it's an Avatum. It's an Avatum. Now, so whereas the Mishkaf Tachte of the Zav is an Avatumen, is in Tamil the Kelim, so the Mishkaf Elyin of the Zav, the Mishkaf Elyin of the Zav, whether Mishkaf Elyin of the Zav, the initial Zav, means, as Rashbam says, Shechiyah HaZav B'Kaf Misnayim, Esoich Unu Mashkin Shebekaf Shniyo, or it means a beged shemikzosei lazav umikzosei nikra aloret, that's the Elyin Ishel Zav. The Elyin Ishel Zav is only mitame yechon umashkin. It's not mitame yod mikein. Why the Gemara learns it out from its posuk that nitki hakosuk mitumechmu or mitumechal, that it's only it has a din of a rish. A rish cannot transmit tumeh to another mekayim. Only an av can transmit tumeh to another mekayim. A rish can transmit tumeh to a chon umashkin. So the halacha is that yeni shel zav has the status of a rish tumeh. It can only be mitameh a chon umashkin. It cannot be mitameh or the mekayim. But the mishkaf tachtin of zav of inido is an avatum, so it can transmit tumeh to an odom mekayim as well. So the halacha is that a beil nido is mitame, but the mishkaf tachti of a beil nido has the same status of tume, the same degree of tume as the yeni shozav. What is the degree of tume of the yeni shozav? Tume kala. It's a rish. It can only be mitame chlomashki. It cannot transmit tume to odom mekayim. But a tachtin shozav is an avatum. Is an avatume. So the tachtein of a veil nido has the same degree of tume, the same status of tume as the Elyeinei Shozav. Elyeinei Shozav is a rishi, it can only transmit tume to Yechon HaMashkin. So the tachtein of veil nido can only transmit tume to Yechon HaMashkin. So, Vakusin mitamin mishkaf tachtein keli. In other words, that the kusin, the husbands, of the kusir is of the kusiris, of the blois kusim, so they misofik, they have a din of beil nido, so the mele veil mishkaf tachti is a mishkaf tachti of a beil nido. But the halacha is exerzakoso, that the mishkaf tachti of a beil nido is not as homo as the mishkaf tachti of a nido. The mishkaf tachti of a nido is an av, and it's mitame of the keli. The mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido has the same status as the elyein shozav, as the mishkaf elyein, as the elyein shozav. The elyein shozav of a nido is only mitame yechon mashkin. So the mishkaf tachtin of a beil nido is only mitame yechon mashkin. It's a rishon mitume. but napitani od mikelim it does not have a din of alato fakusim tam mishkatast in kerein mitlishin beil in ideis why are the beil in ideis when yesh is al podam vidam they don't distinguish between one mare and the other mare. So if a woman will start seeing just yam yoreik, they will consider that as the first day of the news. Even though the damodim shall only start seeing on the third day. So al pidinsh, the first day of the shiva shimei nidus should be the third day. But they will go tefillah after the seventh day is of the first day, which consisted of damyoreik. But it's like going tefillah after 5 days, not after 7 days. So she remains in nidus. So the male of the husband. But we don't know whether this happened in any particular situation. So the kutsin, the husbands, have a din of a sofik veli. The yesha podam vidam, but since it's only sofik, so the mele, if let's say a kutsin, enter da zore, so it cannot be highly called, because we don't know whether it's a tome. Is it sofik tome? So, when Chayovin Aliyah will be as Mikdosh, when Seyofin Aliyah is a Tumo, and if a Kusi touched the Tumo, so we have to consider it as Tumo Tmei on Misofi, but not the Terasvadai, so really it's failing. We cannot eat it, Kehanim cannot eat it, but to burn it, we're not allowed, because there is an Isa to burn Tumo Teo, Mishmeres Tomei Isa. But if it's Tomei, it's a mitzvah to burn it. But in this case, the Tumo that was handled by the Kusi, is only Sofik Neo. So the Mele, it's Teilim in Seyofi. The Seyofi now is a Trumam Shem to Moson Sof. Now the Rashi. The Iskusi needed now is also the Atmos of the Moron Forest Aime. Tach Tinkel Yein before the Moron Mish. Vachol Tam Vidam. Tlima Le Hoch Habu Biyal Nidesh. Vachol Tam Vidam. Shere Yizu Nodi Bi Yorek. Yeish is all human ideas. Vizu Takol Yilem. Shem Rei Tam Yorek Hayein Mitch. Maschelis Limnei Shisho. Vihu im tire beisi manides damodom in emeine ele miyuri ele sheno beisi dam yoik toyo yo umiri yashni yo yitzricho limeis in chayom nale alei vishin ischasi nisam godim in yichas lemido shpota mikom o im no go yisam godim shal mishko vitrumo teilin lo yadinon in ide yiloi vihod yo ma de mistomet meyeis gzeire de rabonan hi na and but the Mishnah says that the atome bivadai, so that is mirabon. In other words, midrabon the amitami bivadai. Midrai say it all depends upon the mitzias. So it's only something. Hey Radon, idikochodien, the Mishnah says neiskusim nidis marisos. From the cradle, there is mitam. So idikochodien, that we know that something got aberrational happened. And the little girl, a kusis, so she saw that meeting. After the numbers, why only the kusis? The tongue of this Mishnah holds that kusim gerem is saying, so they're like Nes Yisrael. So why does he say, Nes kusim is not just, with loiko chazir, they do namela. So why should they be more homo than Nes Yisrael if they didn't sit down? Omar Rove Vidrabach, Ebaravune, Omar Rav Sheiches, Hoch in my skin on the stomach. We don't know what happened. The chidli ke miute de chazien chai shinon. Since there is a mute, who sit down, so ya chai shish. O man tan de chai shne mute. Reb Meir, the tanye, kot muktam ve chayut zin loy mi yavni. Dibri Reb Meir, that a kot ne nektane cannot have chuitze, and cannot have even, Oh, Reb Meir, you're from out of Shin Chayut. That we understand. She ish goes in the parish. We will yach in to ish. So ish paid for the chlitze. We will go. El mat en, makshin ish o ish. That an ish o ektano is also mufkas of chlitze. But, why not him? Matam in yam. So if he's a cotton ventes, so the aloha is, that the Yosei Biye, so the Yidin should be a Yid, Matam in Yam. Omer Lehen, Sramiyah Sefer HaChomim, Kotun Shemu Yimotzi Soitz, Because as long as he is a cotton, as the yogi is a cotton, we cannot be sure that he is not a source. It can only be determined at the age of 18 or at the age of 20. So the mele, we don't allow a cotton to be reality because of the possibility when he goes out, maybe it will turn out that he is a sorries. And the sorries, so the yvone is not zokukhtri, there is no ziki. Is not, if the yogi is a sorries, so she is not zokukhtri. So the mele, if she is not zokukhtri, so then each and each is actually a mitzvah, so it's a misakores. So, and Ayres also, because we learn out from the passage that the Hakom Hashem, so Lav Bar Hakom Hashemu, Ve'ini Mitzuv Eliyavim, Ve'in Ayres, Ve'chidim, she can't have children, Ve'chidim de Eliyavim, Ve'u Mitzvah Nishis, Es Ochim, Ve'chinom, Ve'arvo, Yuvi Kores, so Yachim Shish. Ma, Omer, Kotin Shem Mitzvah Zolitz, Ktano, Shem Motim Zayres, Ve'in Mitzvah Tehim, Ve'arvo, Shem Motim Mitzvah, Ve'chabonon, They say, Ve'in Zilpa Sarube, Diktanim, the Rei Ktanim, Rav Shrisim, Most Tanu are not so easy. So in the mele we don't have to be chesish for the meal. But according to Rav Meir, we have to be chesish for a meal. So in the mele this Mishnah accords with Rav Meir. So that's why, according to Rav Meir, so with the Rabbonon, we gave up to me. I'm kusin, I'm this kusin, maybe something happened. Eim ha-mishom z'r Rav Meir miyute b'shriach. Avu miyute b'loi shriach, loi. Mutul Yishriach Lo'i Mishom Asrei. So the Gemara says, O Nami Mutul Yishriach Lo'i. Itani Yom Rabi Yisi, Maiser Beimbu, Vitrilu Okidem Li'imo. So in other words, the rotate veil of the infant, Kidem Li'imo, Vyom Rabi Maiser Beishorim, Vitrilu Okidem Li'imo. Why? Because the baby also menstruated. So we see that it happened in the it happened in the days of Rabbi Yitzi, and it happened in the days of Rebbe. The Omar Rabbi Yitzi, Maize Bibidise, the Bilua Kingdom Limo. The Bilua Kingdom Limo. Alright. The Boom Mocking Kingdom Limo, let us be cable. Tibela Silly Dalit, Ubito Asolie, Muliamani, Shenildo, the Bilua Kingdom Limo, Mishumaga Truma, in Boom Bishon, that is royal. Pumpadise, Chutzlores, Bishlim Rabbi Yisrael, the Rebbe Bishlim Tumas Eretz Yisrael. So they had to be Teve. El, the Rabbi Yisrael, Omri, Vamar Shmuel, Tumas Chutzlores, Asuro, El, the Mishe, Tumo, Yeitze, Migufe, Vihane, Mile, Vachile, Avo, Bingi, Aloi. So even if someone who is affected with the tumeit in the gufe, let's say like a valkyrie or a nido, so only she cannot eat it. But if he touches it, the tumas chutzloretz, a kain can still eat. Since the whole tumor of chutzloretz is in Rabbanon, so the chachomim didn't apply the dini tumor ligabi tumas chutzloretz, ligabi nigin, insofar as the deer is concerned. And regarding Achilo, so only, so if someone is, let's say, a kid, is a Tommy Thomas Mess, now Chutz Loretz, everybody is Tommy, because the Chachomim were against a Tumah Leretzam, and it's like Thomas Mess. But still, a kid in Chutz Loretz is allowed to eat Thomas Chutz Loretz, because it's with Rabbanon, so mele, Chachomim didn't apply the dini of Tumah, except one kind of Tumah. Tumah Yetzim Igufe. Let's say a Balkeri, a Kayan will not be allowed to eat. A Balkeri, a Kayan will not be allowed to eat Tumas Chutzloretz. Or a Nishas Kayan, a Nido, while she is a Nido, will not be allowed, like this, a Nishas Kayan, so he's allowed in Tumah. But Tumas Chutzloretz, so a Nishas Kayan, a Nido, will not be allowed. Because it's a Tumah Yetzim Igufe. But that's only Ligabi Achille, but Ligabi Ngie, even if the tumor was touched by Valkyrie, it was Chutzloretz, he saw it's still Mutar, to be eaten. So Mele, so what was the purpose of being Madbir, the little baby? All she could do, I mean, She's not going to eat anyway a little baby, I mean, who is 14 days, 15 days old. So she's not going to eat. She's not in a position to eat homo. So only thing is, my torture. But in Thomas Kusso's astrology, to me it's a good man, and I feel I'll be here late. The little baby will come in contact with the Thomas Kusso. It will not become contaminated. So, Amamazutre, the reason is why they have to be taken the little girl, Lemitzeho, El Lisecho, Shemeshoton. Because there is a lot of Sirekisie. So, the melee, we are not allowed to be machir to a tome that is affected with the tuma yitzim gufe tumo. So mele, for the same reason, we're not allowed to anoint a little girl that is affected with the tuma yitzim gufe, let's say she's an idol, with shemesh on tumo. So that was the purpose of being machir to the little girl. Right. When it's recalled, we say, Hashem and Shel Tumo, the time you will have which was in Israel, as you have him la di Shem, we have it, that so, as I say, she is a woman we call, see the Rahile, and the rabbi is a so, he says, we boy is in the Noch, but to be come in the Kirbe, who he shem and bats me, so. Now the more as the cash, Yoche, the don Ame. So, why are we discussing the court of Rameya? And Rameya is Chedesh Lemiyu. So then, the halacha should be that every little Jewish girl should be mitamim arisoson because maybe she menstruated. So the Gemara says, Anandi dashinon isho beisho, because the Torah says, in the parsha of Nino, the Torah says, veisho, veisho. So we learn out that even a tinekes pasimechot, if she sees that, you know, she becomes male. So we know that. So male, we don't have to be chesish because we are sure that the parents of this little girl, they certainly know if she menstruated. So they know about it. So they'll keep her away from Truma. Mashiach in the kusim, they are not boki and they are not zoya. In all these aloches, some male the chachamim had to believe. Yochel don amananda shi nuim shom beim shom chasim nifeshu nuim gozo rabon. Inu idar shi nishom beim shom chasim nifeshu gozo rabon. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Mishin tum esat soldi nifeshu nuim gie. Yeitzu nikufin gizal bizom nuim nide. Vane nil bachir kurishim elom ol pchere tretan nikira meimo. Vatnu zom nuim nil bipasim nuim gie. ויסי חושב משל תחיל מודי שיחה כאחילה ובאחילה גם אם נדיד תחום את חוץ ועוד עשיר לנידו ניתן לי שיחה כאחילה והוא יחלו בפרשת עשור מים בתרום מוקסי ביקסי לרבי שזה עשור בכלל בקודשים לא יחל אשר עד השני טועה שיר בכלל אחילה יחסי ויוחלתו מעשם גונחו תראי שחמנו ותראי שחום יצורך תראי שחום means wine and it says ותוחלתו. How can you eat wine? You can drink wine, not eat wine. The answer is drinking is also a hal, comes within a hal. Tivish hamru mikol ha'achile, v'atom ikamayim mikol ha'gabe rosh ha'koye, yorof et ha'ish limud ha'ligon na'ame, v'itam mikul ma'ali soso. All right. I just want to go over the thesis in the Gan to see it for ha'achile, and then the other thesis. See the Hachim, Vim Tema Bechel Koeo Vareti, Kabechele, Lomoli Kol Nefesh. So the Rabbi says, so we have a special Zelzakoso, that if somebody drinks Chele, be Yishai. Why do we need a special Zelzakoso? There is a general Alochet, that See the Hachim. ויש לימא דאשמיונון דחילב מיותוך שמיכם. In other words, true, there is a general halacha that see before achilah. And that we learn out from the chaltam asel gonchot reish chon mitzorech. So the Torah employs the term rachalto in respect to a liquid. So we see that see it one, if that see it before achilah. But I could say, true see before achilah. But there, chayer ligabi wine, where the natural state of wine is in the form of a liquid. Masheinkin chilev, where the natural state of chilev is in the form of a solid. But you can liquefy it. I mean, that's it. That's a law in physics. I mean, everything can exist in three forms. I mean, in the solid form, the liquid form, and the gaseous form. But there is always the natural state. So let's say, so wine, the natural state of wine is liquid. But chilev, the natural state is solid. So maybe if we didn't have the gzeiras hakosuf of kol nefesh, I would say, true that tzir v'achilev. But since the natural state of chilev is solid, so the liquid form of chilev is not the rosa, if not for the gzeiras hakosuf. So that's why we need the gzeiras hakosuf, that even though naturally it's not in a liquid form, chilev is in a solid form, and it was artificially liquefied, so it still remains the same dolorosa. If it is the same dolorosa, and of course, how is it? How is the achilah realized? We see it. But the purpose of the Zosakosuf is to be advised that even the liquid state is not a natural form, is not a natural state, but still it remains the same dolorosa. Now, here there's something strange in this Gemara. First, the Gemara says one notion that so that we learn out from the positive Vayikra. And then the Mali, the Gemara mentions positive Tilling, and even that positive does not deal with Alokas. That means the positive is descriptive of the tiredness of the Roshi. So Vatobi Kamayim Bikirbi Ochi Shemen Ba'atzmeiso. So it's only an Asmachte. So after mentioning a real posik from the Torah, so the Gemara mentions a posik from the Tehillim and Asmachte. Vim Tema Vim Kol Mais Matema Vod Mais Asmachte. Vim Filik, how do we know that it's an Asmachte? The Felix Rabbi Kiva et Naum, the Sikhavim Akipurim was. That Sikhavim Akipurim is also. That's one of the five in Lee. Avopishit, that's what Mora says. Avopishit, Vayeli Dogo, Zeichali Dogo. She never had Tolik Mayim Bikir. So the Gemara uses the Russian Zeichali Dogo, so we see it's not the Rosh Gemura. If it's the Rosh Gemura, then the Gemara wouldn't use the expression Zeichali Dogo. It's a Rayeli Dogo, it's the Rosh Gemura. Then Rabbi Tam, the Kodu Nihalu Namas Machte. The Fair can is Rofi and Rashim in the Tevel Benis. Who Fair Kamel is Rofi in Midrash and Rosh Achit, who with the Reisel had a Sokishis, the Hilly Makirko, the Teda the Hayogan Chorus, El Echel Vishayse Bilba. So what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says that even this Rosh of Nihalu, that the Rabbi's Sokishis is only a smart. And Midraise, it's not us to be soft, if for a Zah, to be soft, to anoint himself with Tov. Because Midraise, we don't say Sirakishi. But it's Mirabono. So it's an Asmachte. So since, so the Gemara is first Masmir on a positive Torah, and then the Gemara is Masmir, a positive Tilly. So, but why is it necessary? The answer is because that Asmachte in Tilim is more explicit than the other Asmachte. That's why the Gemara mentions the posse, the Asmachte in Tilim, after it was mentioned the Asmachte of the Torah. So it's a big chiddush of Rabbi Tam, that in the Reise we do not say Sicha Kisiyeh in Truma, only the Rabbon. And in the Reise we have a Sof Kisiyeh, we can read in the Makipur. So this is it is. So two things we see here, two points we see here in this thesis. There is a machlekes reshein as to whether the other inuim, Magni Makipurim, is midrais osir or only osam rabbah. So there are some reshein who say it's osam midrais. So those reshein who say that it's osam midrais, so we don't have to resort to a haloche of sichek ishiyah midrais. because there is certainly no halacha that he was a son of Tisiye. And still, according to many Rishini, so all the five Inuim are also in the Raisi. But Elav and Kores, so that only applies to Achilles. But the other Inuim, Nilas Asamda, Yechitze, Siche, Tashmish Amito, so according to the Rambam, it's also in the Raisi. So why is it also in the Raisi? So because it comes within the essay of the Nisan, the Snafshi Sikh. So in other words, so by the Kippur, besides the law, as a matter of fact, there is no explicit law regarding Achilles Sikh of the Kippurim, but he deduce it to the Midrash Akir and Rashi. But there is a law. It doesn't make any difference whether there is an explicit law or is deduced. But there is a law. But besides the law of Achilles Sikh, there is an essay by Achille Yisir. And in the essay, there are also two aspects in the essay. Vi nisem es nafshi sichem. First of all, there is a nisar essay. If somebody needs an inkipea, so he's even a nisar essay. And then, if somebody fasts an inkipea, it mikai le mitzvah. The same way as when a Jew puts on film. So it mikai le mitzvah, when a Jew fasts an inkipea, he refrains from eating and drinking. So it's mikai le mitzvah. So according to many Rishonim, So all the five Inuim come within the mitzvah of the Nisan es Nafshi Sichem, so it's in the Raisi. Now, Teisve Shite is not like the Rambam, and Teisve Shite is that even Sichem, in respect to which we say, Sichem Kisiyeh, so it's only Osam Rambam. Allah has come of Hamo, the other Inuim, Rechitze, or the Sandal, the other Inuim, is certainly only Osam Rambam. So in other words, so it takes Rabbi Tami's Chilik and Rishini on two points. First of all, Rabbi Tami's Chilik and the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, all the five Inuim are right. All the five Inuim are right. And then Rabbi Tam says, even in respect to Trumo, it's only the Rambam. The Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is, in respect to Trumo, the Rambam says that if Ezar will take shemen shel truma and he will anoint his body with the shemen shel truma, he'll be chayev in keren chidush, because there is a parsha in the Torah that if Ezar is eichel or sheise truma, so he's chayev in keren chidush. V'yish, v'yikhoch of beis, posik yudal, v'yish, ki yeichal kedesh b'shkogo, v'yosav hamishiso yolo, v'nosan lakeyenes hakedesh, v'yichalulu eskotchen yisroel zashir yobinu adishem, v'yisiyo yisom, avin hashmo b'ochlo eskotchen, kani adishem katcho. So there is a parsha in the Torah, that if Izar is eichot chumo, what does it mean v'yish? Ki yichal kedesh, it means Izar. So if Izar is Echot Chumo, he's Chayev, he carried the Chedesh, that's a Kapore. So the Rambam mentions, that if somebody will anoint, Izar will anoint himself with Shemesh of Chumo, he will also be Chayev, he carried the Chedesh. According to Rambam, he will not be Chayev, he carried the Chedesh. It's only Rabo. How can be Chayev, he carried the Chedesh? But the Rambam says that he's Chayev, he carried the Chedesh. Jude Milchas Fumes Alochal, Zor Shelfo Trumo Bishgogo, Michalin Kerem the Chemish, Apple Pishi Yedea Shi Trumo, Vishu Muzaleo, Avol Yoda in Chaibol or Miso in Rav, Harizush Gogo, Michalin Kerem Chemish. Echo the Echo Dobo Shedarke Lechi, Vecho the Shinse Dobo Shedarke Lishtets, Vecho the Soch Dobo Shedarke Losek, Vecho the Soch Dobo Shedarke Losek, Israel Kerem Chemish. So the Rambam is chilek on Rabbi Tam. Shenema vo yichalu eskotchim neYisrael. Li rabis is asof. Vi echod. Hoyichu trumateiro itmeyo bishgogo mishal kerechimish vechayichimish ashichu kazayis. שנמגיע חוקניש בשגוגו, ואין אכיל לבחוסו בקזייס, וכשם שאכיל אסטרומו בקזייס, כך שיאו בקזייס. Anyway, so we see that Ramatam is chelik on the Rambam on two hours. First of all, the Ramatam shita is that Hamisha Yunim by the Kippur is only in Rabbanon. So the other Yunim certainly goes without saying a kodit Ramatam. But even Sia that we say Sia, I mean even Sikha, that we say Sikha Bechlau Sia, so it's also only Rabbanon. And then Rabbi Tam Shiti is that even Rabbi Trumo is on an asmachte. So, so when Rabbi Tam Bikodu Lichalu Nama asmachte, the Ferek can be sroth in Darshim Menei, the Teru Benisa, the Ferek can be sroth in Midrash in Dosh Achite, and with the Reinser will have a soch kishens, the Chimri in Makipur, the Teita, the Chayom in Kores, the Yechoshim Seduvav, so it's a Reinser asmachte. I mean, what did the Rambam say? Kores? Because the Lord and Kores, that apply only to Achilu and Sia, not the other way. But there is an Issa the Reitzer, and there is an essay of the Nisa in regard to all you. We take the Chaykolov and Kores Lachem and Sinuvat, Rav and Amu Felibas and Yume, Mishi Yishoftot in the Reishe, Soch Kedarki in the Cheshish, now if it had been the Reitzer, how could it be Mutea for someone who has Chotot in the Reishe? Well, what would the Rambam, what will all those Rishonim say in the Reishe? What will they do with this Aloche? The answer is, because only Sichot Derech Tanuk is Osa. Rechitzot Derech Tanuk is Osa. But Rechitzot Sheinot Derech Tanuk is not Osa. Suppose someone touched something and his hands became soiled, dirty. He's allowed by the keeper to wash off the dirt. Why? But it's an Issa the Reishe. How can we be matter in Israel Reise because it's dirty? The answer is only the Chitzah Shel Tanug is also. So Sikha also, only Sikha Shel Tanug, if he does it for pleasure, but if he does it because he has bruises on his head, and then he does it as a refuah, so it's not a Sikha Shel Tanug. All right, anyway. Vedem Rabbitam, Vidavki Sikha Shemen Asmichu Rabon Lakom, Vyosam Rabon, Avon Sikha Shel Shumer Chazir, Vishal Chile Shah. So the Ramatam Shiti is. Now the Ramatam is a big maker here in regard to Sirikisi. Number one, he says, even by Trumo it's on the Smach, and by Nikipa it's on the Osam Rabbanon. And then he says, even on the Rabbanon level, only Sikha Shem, but any other Sikha, not Shem, is not even Mosea. You know. So he says, Tarki Sikha Shem and Asmachu Rabbanon Marko, the Osam Rabbanon. אבל שיחה של שומן חזיר ושל חילה שם. ולפרי קושו אומר, המניע חילה של שרניסקו, על גב עם הקוסי פוטר אבל עושה. So it's עושה, why is it עושה? הושא משום דוסם הנועים, בגלל שרניסקו דוסם הנועים. So it's not on the basis of שיחה כשיר. But in so far as the הלוכה of שיחה כשיר is concerned, which is in רבונון. So it's in רבונון, that רבונון applies only to שם, not to anything else. But as far as Shemin is concerned, so it's not limited only to Truma and to Yom Kippur. As far as Shemin is concerned, it applies to everything, to all Yisur, Mirabon. But it doesn't apply to other Sikhas, only Shemin. Now, it seems that Rishonim agree with this Rabbanan, that the Halacha of Sikha Kisiyye applies only to Shemin, not to any other Sikhas, not to any other Sikhas. However, the Grosh Shite is to the contrary. The Shite Sakho is that with the Rabbanon, we say, Sikha Kisiyye, no Isur. In other words, according to the Grosh, a person will not be allowed to use soap that is made from Chet, or made from Lav. So, why? Because, but the Rishonim in general, we agree with the Shita of Ramatam, that the halacha of Sikha Kisiyye, even on the Rabbana level, is limited only to Shem. Alright. Now, Tesis mentions Zerayah, Ramatam mentions Zerayah, that Sikha Kisiyye, Gulikavi Trumo, is only in the Rabbana. Even though the Gemara mentions the posse of the Chau as Chotchev in Israel, that's an asmach. How does Ramatam know that that's an asmach? Because the Gemara is unhappening, deduces from the Chau another aloch. So that presents the Kasha as Rambam. The Rambam passes that if he's Zahar and Soch, the Shemesh of Tumor, so it's Chaye the Chemesh, a Kerem in the Chemesh. So he holds it's not an Asmach. So. Gemara da pri gemara in sanhed. Da pri gemara ma dao. The Omar Shmuel Mishul Rablesa. Minayim Leichel Es HaTevel Shul B'Yiseh, that means Yiseh B'Yishamay, Yichsi V'Yichalu Es Kochik Me Yisroel. Is Asher Yorimu Adishem, Ba'asidim Litchim Akos Lida Be'yau Yitchim Uchimu Mitrumo, Mal Hal Yiseh, Afkan B'Yiseh. Now that's possible in this coming seven. Now, in this coming segue, so we have all the Isurim in connection with Truma. So we have allowed that the Zahar is not allowed to eat Truma. That's in Vayichok of Beis Posikim. V'chol zo v'yichal kedish. Teishat kiyin v'sochim yir v'yichal kedish. What do you mean v'yichal kedish? Kiddush means Truma. So Rashi says, V'yichal Kiddush, V'truma HaKosav Medaber, Shekol Yinyin Dibabo. That's the law against the Tsar Idumtrum. Kozar Liyakokish. They should kill the Socher Liyakokish. Then the Torah says, Ma'ikoch of Beis, Posik Yudalet, the Swap, the Zayat, the Yishki Yichal Kedesh Bishkoko, the Yosar. What do you mean, the Yishki Yichal Kedesh Bishkoko? That means a Tsar, if he is Trum of Bishkoko, the Yosar Kamishi Seyolov, so he has to add to the Karen Haimesh, the Yosar Lakim Sakimish, the Yichalo Eskochim Yisrael, is a Shiyogim Ravishem, the Yisiyo Yisom Avinashmo, the Ochlom Eskochim, Kamiya Vishem Kacha. So the Gemara says that this love of Yichalo Eskochim Yisrael, is a Shiyogim Ravishem, has reference to Yichal Tevel. Why Yichal Tevel? After all, the previous Pasuk deals with the Yisrael, of Ezar leads Truma. It says, the Yish ki Yich al Kiddush Bishkobo, the Yosef Hamish Yossi Olof, the Yosef Lakir is a Kiddush. And then the Yichalolei, as Kochid Min Yisroel, is a Shoyorim Ula Bishem, as a Yari Hashem. So that means that there is, so we should say, that the Yichalolei also has reference to Ezar, who leads Truma, because the previous Pasuk deals with the Tsar. The answer is, we couldn't say that this Pasuk this work, has reference to the Tsar leads Truma, because insofar as the Tsar leads Truma is concerned, so the Torah already mentioned the Pasuk Yud, v'cholzor v'yichol kedesh, tishat kein v'sochol v'yichol kedesh. Why again? So even though Pasuk this work follows immediately upon Pasuk Yud Daled, and Pasuk Yud Daled deals with the Tsar and its Truma, but Pasuk Tezvo deals with the person, whether it's a Tsar, a Yisroel, or a Kayan, who eats them. This is what the Gemara says. Who eats them? Dova Shmuel, Shem Rebbeza, Benayim, Reichel, Sater, or Shem Yisse, Shenema, Yilchau, Eskochim, Yisroel, Eisa, Shiyorim, Ula, Dishem. Since the future is used, Eisa, Shiyorim, that they will be taken. Apparently, it was not Nitram as yet. What could it have reference to? Trumo. Trumo was already Nitram. Why did he say Asher Yorumo, that will be Nitram in the future? Obviously, this love has reference to Tevel. That's why the future tense is employed by the Torah. Will be Chalu Eskochit Neisroel, Eis Asher Yorimu Ladishem. Eis Asher Yorimu Ladishem. So that means the Eichel Tevel Akosim Nidavet. Asher Yorimu Ladishem Vaasidim Litram Akosim Nidavet. So here we have a lot. How do we know there is a Chiyuv of Nisei Lishamayim? So since here the Torah uses in connection with Tevel the term of Yichalelu, and the Torah uses the term Yichalelu in connection with Truma too. Minayim she advasir gad v'yalu chiyu truma chiyu mitruma mal halom b'nise by truma if iza it's truma so yischayev nise aftan b'nise now. Where is it mentioned that if somebody
machines for? The other machines for?
In connection with Isa, in connection with the Kayan, who eats Truma Bitumose. So the Torah says, Ubo Hashem is Mitoya, Vahayech, and Akotchen Tlachni, and they will pray for Eich, and Tomo Bohani Hashem, the Shomores Mishmarti, and he saw a trait, and he may subay, Ki Halulu, and he had Hashem in Kacha. So that means, so Ki Halulu is mentioned in Posik Tes, in connection with Truma. So since Ki Halulu is mentioned in connection with Truma, and the Haluluo is mentioned here too in connection with devil. So the Yalif Chilu Chilu Mitrumo Mala Halom Mise. That is that the posik tes. So in connection with someone who eats Trumo Bitumas Gufe. So the term may uses the Torah uses the expression Yichaluluo Chilu, and here also Chilu, just as over there. It's Nisim Shemayim. So here, when the Torah says, "We halu eskotched Yisrael tzashorimu adishem basidim mitrei tevel," also Nisim Shemayim. So anyway, so we have, so the Gemara Darshan supplies the posik of we halu eskotched Yisrael tzashorimu adishem basidim mitrei makosu midaber. So it is reference to tevel. So that's from the top style, that this drosh is nasmach. Because here the Gemara Darshan deduces from the possible Chalos Koshim in Yisrael. The Rabbi says, so, as if the possible of the Chalos Koshim in Yisrael has reference to Izar, who is Soch Trumo, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it not to Trumo. We don't need any love regarding Trumo, because we have love already, also only Yechol Kedesh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it to one who eats devil. So the Mele, that's a raya, that this droshe of the Halalu is Nasma. That's what Rambam says. Now, that should present the Kashi against the Rambam. Because the Rambam passes that is Chayat Keren Chedesh. So the Rambam Shiki is, it's not Nasma, it's a droshe Gmure. It's a droshe Gmure. Now, if it's a droshe Gmure, so how can we learn out from that posik? That is Zahar, who is Soch, who is Trumo, Shemesh of Trumo, is Chayel. That posik doesn't even deal with Trumo. It deals with devil. It deals with devil. Now, let's see the Moshna Rambam. From this Gemara, it's Mashma. If we say it's not an Asmachte, so it's Mashma, it's a Miserais. We got it Trumo. Sichas Trumo. So it's a Mitzvah. So the Rambam should mention, when he mentions the law of that applies to a Zahar or its Trumo, he should mention that the same law of Chozor, Yechol Kedesh, that implies that a Zahar is not allowed to eat and to drink Trumo, it also implies that a Zahar is not allowed to be Soch Trumo. And the Rambam doesn't mention about being Soch Trumo. He doesn't mention anything about being Soch Trumo. The Rambam Perek Vov Milchas Trumes Halochei says as follows: Hazor Oso Leachol Trumes שנאמר בכל זר ולי חוקש. אפילו יתש את קיין הוא הסחיר לי שנאמר תש את קיין ויסוחר ולי חוקש. תש את זה סוחר היום, סוחר זה סוחר שונה. So this is the law, that the zar is not allowed to eat truma. Chol zor ולי חוקש. Then the Rambam says, so the Rambam mentions here only that a zar is not allowed to eat, but he doesn't say about tzichet. He doesn't mention a word about tzichet. Then the Rambam in Perek Zayin, so he mentions halacha. Perek Zayin halacha yud. Kein oru osu leechol bitruma midin keil. Shari nema teisha visocher bitruma. Vinema teisha visocher bipesach. Ma teisha visocher oomu bipesach. Oru osa bei. A teisha visocher oomu bitruma. Oru osa bei. Vimocha leikim na teire. So the Rambam should mention here, in regard to the Issa of an oru, not to eat truma, that an oru is not allowed to be sold b'shemesh of truma. Doesn't mention. So whenever the Rambam discusses the law of the Yisar Achille, of the Zahar to eat Trumo, he doesn't mention the Tzich is Kisim. And when he discusses the Yisar of an Oru to eat Trumo, he doesn't mention the Aloha of Tzich is Kisim. Where does the Rambam mention this Aloha of Tzich is Kisim? And according to the Rambam, it's in Rosh Et Mure, that the Rambam mentions in connection with Hasoch, Zahar Shesoch, Shemesh of Trumo, regarding Kerem HaChemesh. So the question is, he should mention it in connection with the Etzem Lav of Achilles Trumo, of Zor Yechokeyesh, or the Lav of O to eat Trumo. So, regarding the Yisar of Zar to eat Trumo, the Yisar of O to eat Trumo, he doesn't mention Sirach Yisir. He only mentions it in Perek Yud, in connection with Zah, Yisoch, Vishay, Vishgok, Shemen Shal Trumo, that is Chayat Kerem HaChemesh. Now, the Rambam mentions it, in Perek Yud, I mentioned before, in Perek Yud, Haloch Aleh, the Neitz, Zoh, Shoch, Trumo, Vishgok, Vishal, Kerem HaChemesh, Avro Pish Yedniya, Shih Trumo, Vishal Muzer Alel, Avro Yoda, Im Chayu, Lemiso, Nivab, Harei Zishgok, Vishal, Kerem HaChemesh. אחד ריח על דובה שדרכי לאחר, ואחד השני זה דובה שדרכי לשתיס, ואחד הסוך, דובה שדרכי לא שיח, שנאמר ונלחלו עסקות של בני ישראל, לרבי זה הסוך. לרבי זה הסוך. Now, so the question is, מה נפשך? It's את ראש הגמורה, and it applies לגבי לחיוב קרן החיימש, so it's also should apply לגבי לבב, so the Rambam should say that he, Izar will be so himself with Shemesh of Truma, Yishayim Malkes, Yishayim Yisrael Yishamayim, Sirach Yisiyye, if it's a Grosh and Mure. So there, when he discusses the love of Zohar Yechokinish, or the love of an old eating Truma, so he doesn't say that Sirach Yisiyye, only in connection with Kerem HaChemesh. So the question is, why? Now, what I'm saying, so I heard from my father Zechariah Levroche, but curiously, the same thing is mentioned in my own Sefer. At the end, in the Tshuva to somebody, the same thing. Now, the Rambam, let's see what the Rambam says in Perek Yudalet, of Trumas. So the Rambam says as follows. Perek Yudalet, Milches Trumo, Halocha. התרומו ניתנס לאכילה ולשיחה שהשיחו היא כשיר, שנאמר בטובי כמיים בקיר בי, וכשמן בעצמי סוד, והשיחה בכל אחר. So it is interesting. Here the more you need a discussing mentions two psukim as to why שיחה is כשיר לגבי תרומו. One psuk is will you have it? As coach of the Israel. The rabbi is a so. The other posik is the posik in Tilling, but tobe kamayim bekirbei, uchishem en ba'atzmei so. So teisu shite is, it's not smachte. Both are smachte. The Rambam shite we saw, it's not smachte. It's chayit kyan chayit. But when the Rambam discusses the chiyuv of keren v'chemesh. So the Rambam says, zar shoch truma b'shgog misham keren v'chemesh. Echad eichu dova shetarki l'achil, v'echad ashisi dova shetarki l'ishteis, v'echad asor dova shetarki l'osich. Shenema v'yirchalu eskotchim v'yisroel v'rabi s'asor. So he mentions the first rosh. But in Perek Yudalei, where he doesn't discuss the chiyuv keren v'chemesh, but he just says, "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye ulisiche shasiche lekisiye shenem avatoi kamayim bikirbe uchishem baatzmiso vasiye bechal achil." So he says, "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye ulisiche shasiche lekisiye." What does Rambam mean? "Hatrumo niteles lachile lisiye." What does it mean? "Niteles lachile lisiye." Obviously, because trumo. So, not only is Truma also his own, but the Kayan is the kind of mitzvah when he makes Truma. And he makes a bracha. It's mentioned in the Rambam. Perek Tesvov, Milches Truma, that's the last halacha in Milches Truma. Halacha Echad Beis, Kol Eichel Truma, מבורך בירקס פייסי מחר והקי מבורך אשר ראשון מסויסו וציבונו לאחר בתחום why? וכך קיבלנו ורואינו איסו מבורכים אפילו בכל הזכות לאורץ שגם אחי לסקות שיעגבו כאבי שנאמה אבי לסמטונו אתי נסקונס so there is a mitzvah אחי לסתחומו. So, what, this is what Rambam means in Perek Yudalei. Milches Truma is halacha aleph. Hatruma nitenes la'achil l'siyeh. In other words, achilas truma is a mitzvah. That's an eichel. Let's say you have a kikah shel truma. So then the mitzvah is achil. What's about yayin shel truma? So the mitzvah is siyeh. What's about shemen shel truma? So the mitzvah is siyeh. In other words, so that's the halacha. That's the halacha by truma. The Trumo is Nitenes Le'achile L'Siyeh L'Siyeh by whom? By Keir. So that's why the Rambam says in Perek Yudalei Hilches Truma Saloch Aleph HaTrumo Nitenes Le'achile L'Siyeh U'L'Siyeh She'Asiyeh Y'Kisiyeh She'Nema V'Tovei Kamayim B'Kir Be'i U'Chishenem Be'Atzmei So V'Asiyeh B'Chol Achile Le'Echeh Dovo She'Darki Le'Echeh V'Lishteis Dovo She'Darki Lishteis V'losir dova shetar kelosir. So in other words, Trumo is nitten l'achil l'siyeh u'l'siyeh. The hefze of Trumo is nitten l'achil u'l'siyeh u'l'siyeh. What is nitten l'achil, what is nitten l'siyeh, what is nitten l'siyeh? If it is the kind of a thing that is the derech to be Eichel, let's say, Kikash of Trumo, so then it's Nitro Achille. If it is the kind of a thing that is the Derech to be Sheise, like Yayin Shal Trumo, so it's Nitro Isiye by Yayin. If it is the Derech to be used in Siche, let's say Shemen, what is the most common use of Shemen? Not drink Shemen. Who drinks Shemen? But, in other words, it is the most common use is to, in Siche, so mainly it's Nitro Le Siche by Yayin. So in other words, so there is a halacha by Trumo that the Hefze is nitten. The Hefze of Trumo is Eme. It's nitten. Le'yochel al-dikeyem. Le'yesheise. It's nitten li'si al-dikeyem. It's nitten li'siche al-dikeyem. If it is a Hefze that is adapted for sich. So then it's nitten li'siche al-dikeyem. And when the Keyem, and the Keyem uses it, li'siche is the kind of mitzvah. It's nitten li'siche. Just as Peres Shviz, there is a loche of meat. Now the Peres Shviz, so there is a mitzvah of eating Peres Shviz. One second, there is a mitzvah of eating Peres Shviz with the Shoso. So by Truma also there is a mitzvah. We say broche. So there is a loche of meat. And then the same aloche of meat the Rambam mentions. Thank you. in regard to my Sashemi. Perigimu Milchas my Sashemi Halochayu. My Sashemi Nitn Lachile Usie Shenema Vyochalto Fiat Shamotiako. Visiha Kisi. So the same thing. In Perigidale Vyochas Kumo, he says, Atuman Teres Lachile Usie Usiho, Shasiha Kisi, Shenema Vatomika Mai, Vichil Vishem Basmeso. And here in Perigimu, my Sashemi in the Perivai, he says, my Sashemi in Lachile Usie Shenema Vyochalto Fiat Shamotiako. Visiha Kisi. So you see it. That's the posik of Vatomi Kamayim Bikirbei Uchishemen Beatzmeiso. So in other words, we see the Rambam, here we have two psuki. One posik is Uechal, the Rabbi Sasok. Then the Rambam mentions in connection with Kerem Chedesh. Then the other portion is Vatomi Kamayim Bikirbei. Then the Rambam mentions not in connection with Kerem Chedesh, but in connection with the Aloche of Nid. The Jost and the Kikash of Tumo is Nitin Lachil on the Kayen. So Shemesh of Tumo is Nitin, Lizich on the Kayen. And the Kayen is Mikayim Mitzvah, if he saw himself with Shemesh of Tumo. So, what's the Pshat? Why is it Gemara mentions the two Droshes together? Now, and Monef Shachim, there is Allah of Sikha Kisiyeh. And according to Rambam, it's not an Asmach, it's a Droshes Gemara. So the Rambam should mention it in Perek Vov and in Perek Zayin as well. In Perek Vov, where he mentions the law of Chozar Leichel Kedesh, that if he's Zar, it's Trumo. So he's Chayim Malkes, he's Chayim Nisim Shamayim. He should mention, if he's Zar, he's Soch, he's Shemesh of Trumo. He's Sirek Yisiyeh. So he's Chayim Malkes, he's Chayim Nisim. The Rambam doesn't mention a word. Apparently it doesn't come within the law of the Chozar Leichel Kedesh. So why is it Chayim the Kerem Kedesh? So my father said, and Ravel says in the Sefer the same thing, that the Chiyuv Kerem V'Chemesh is not based upon the law of V'Cholzah Lo Yechol Kedesh. Because the Lashon HaPosuk is, ויש כי יהיה חל קדש בשגובו ויוסף חמישי סיולו ונוסו מהכנס הקדש ולחלו עסקות של בני ישראל ויש אשר יורים ולמישה so the Gemara is an earth when it applies it to Achil Aster then ויסיעו איסו מהבין אשפו ויוכלו מסקות שיהם כי אני עד השם מקדש so in other words so it's not based upon the law even if it does not involve the law of Chozar ויחל קדש so he's still חי וקרם חדש That's in that parasha. So the Chiyuv Kerem V'Chemesh is not based upon the violation of the law of Chozar Leichel Kedesh. It's based upon the halacha of Nid. There is a halacha that Trumo is Nitenes. L'achile ulisiye. Ulisiche domo shedarki l'ochel so is Nitin l'achile. Domo shedarki l'ishnis is Nitin l'isiye. Domo shedarki l'osich is Nitin l'isiche. As the Rambam says, in Perek Yudal, Miyuches, Hatrumo Nitenes l'achile ulisiye ulisiche. שעשיך יקיסייה, שנמלטו מכמיים בקיר ברשם בעצמי סוף. So the Rambam holds that this posik of וחתו מכמיים בקיר ברשם בעצמי סוף doesn't imply that מי ששיחה is considered like מי שחל. שיה בכלל אחילה implies that שיה, מי ששיה is מי שחל. What does אחילה mean? אחילה means taking in a food. So, in other words, solid food you take in one way, you chew, I mean, And liquid foods you take into your system in another way. We don't chew liquid food. But it's the same process. So when we say siye bichlal achile, it means that maize siye amounts is the equivalent of maize achile. But achile is done on a salad, and siye is done on liquid, but it's high and half. That's the aloha of siye bichlal achile. Mashenki Sikha Khal Siyeh doesn't imply that Maise Sikha is like Maise Siyeh. So from the time mentions a raya, it's Nasmah. Because if it would be Allah the Maise, so then you should be Hayat Mishamayim too. Why? Because from the time assumed that if we say Sikha Khal Siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression. If we say Sikha Bechol Siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression of Siyeh Bechol Achille. What does Siyeh Bechol Achille mean? Seeing is mamish achille. So it's chayev malkes for seeing, just as one is chayev malkes for achille. It's chayev mise de shamayim for seeing, just as it's chayev for achille skumo. So, at the time of Siyum, Sikhe Bichlal Siyye, it means the same thing. But we're not Chayev Malkes, we're not Chayev Yisrael Shamayim. So it's a Chayev Rasmah. But the Rambam Shittah is not. There is a basic distinction between the essence of the concept of Siyye Bichlal Achille and the essence of the concept of Sikhe Bichlal Siyye. Siyye Bichlal Achille means it's an act. The same thing. Sikhe Bichlal Siyye doesn't mean that Maisa Sikhe is the same thing as Maisa Sikhe. Sikhe represents one act, and Sikhe is something else. It's an altogether different act. But it implies that insofar as the Hefze is concerned, so when the Hefze is Nisach al Gabe Aguf, so it's considered that the consumption that is involved in a Sikhe is the equivalent of the consumption that is involved in a sin. That is implicit in the passage. That means that the state, not that the act of sikhe, is the equivalent of the act of sin. No. As far as the state, as the result of a liquid, of a shemen, being nisach al gaba aguf, so it's the same result of being. As in the Hefze had been nishte, because that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vatovi kamayim b'kirbi yochashem b'atzmeisom. The state, the consumption in the Hefze of shemen b'atzmeisom is the equivalent of the consumption of the Hefze in mayim b'kirbi. So memele, as insofar as the chiyuv keren v'chemesh is concerned, that doesn't depend upon the love of Ozali or the wish. That depends of the Iser, of doing it not in accordance with the need. So Shemin Shal Trumo is Nitan to be Niser by Kim. Not at the Ezah. An Eichel of Trumo is Nitan, the Heft is Nitan to be Nechal by Kim. A mashke of Trumo is nita to be nishke by Jehan. So the male, if he zah consumes the heft, the way it is nitten to be done, to be consumed by Kehen, there is a few characters. So that's why the halachi of Vatovi Kamayim B'kir B'Hashem B'Atzmeisav has application to the chiyuv of Keren Chemish. Because if the chiyuv of Keren Chemish had been based upon the Yisrael Chozal Yichol Chemish, so then if Yisrael would be soch v'shem shal Trumo, he would be chayuv of Keren Chemish. But the chiyuv of Keren Chemish is not based upon the Yisrael of the Chozal Yichol Chemish. It is based upon the fact that it was consumed by a Zah in the way it should have been consumed by a king. Because an Eichel Shal Trumo has to be consumed by whom? The Hefze. Of an Eichel Shal Trumo has to be consumed, the Hefze has to be consumed by a king. That's the Aloche. HaTrumo Nitenes Lachila. It has to be consumed by a king. The consumption of an Eichel Shal Trumo has to be realized by a king. So mainly if Izar does it, the way it is needed to be consumed by Ikea, he's Chayel Keren Chemish. If Izar drinks Yayin Shal Trumo, so Yayin Shal Trumo is needed to be nishted, to be consumed, I'll be seen by Ikea. And if it was done, it was consumed by Izar, the way it is needed to be done by Ikea, he's Chayel Keren Chemish. Shem Shal Trumo. The Hefze is Nitnu Yisicha Shotim. That's the Mitzvah. That's the Chaleis of Shem Shal Trumo. It's aiming for that. To be consumed in the Sichas Keir. So mainly if Izar consumed it, the way it is aiming and it is Nitnu to be consumed by Keir, he's Chayel Keren Chemish. How do we know that the Nitnu of Sichas is the same kind of Nitnu in the Hefze? as the Nitnofsie, that's the posik of Vatove Kamayim Bikirbe Yocheshem Batmans. Now I didn't hear from my father why is it that in Perik Yud he mentions the Droshe of Yechal, and in Perik Yudaleh where he discusses the Halacha of Nitn, so he mentions the Droshe of Vatove Kamayim Bikirbe Yocheshem Batmans. But I think, and this I didn't hear from my father. Now, let's see what Rashi says on that passage. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies the passage of Yechal, Eskochem in Israel, to Tevel. Not to Truma, not to Achilas, Truma by Zah. Why? Because the passage says, the Yechal, Eskochem in Israel, Eis asher yorimu ad Hashem. So, yorimu, future tense. That means, shalom is Ramadan. It has reference to Tevel. But the previous pasuk certainly has reference to Zar Shalach Utru, V'ish Kiyecho Kiyish Bishkoko, V'yosef Hamishi Seolo, V'yosef Lakeyen Esakiyish. Now, let's see what Rashi says of Chumash. That's this coming seven. V'ish V'yichalu Eskotchev Yisrael. So, V'yichalu Eskotchev Yisrael. So Rashi says, La'achilom Mizoy. So the Ksav Kabore, and this week separate, so he says, it's a parallel against Rashi. Why does Rashi explain the Pasuk contrary to what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Pasuk of Yechal is Kochim in Yisroel, is Hashem Yorimu Ad Hashem, Yorimu Ad Hashem. So he has reference to Tevel, and Rashi says, V'Yechal La'achilom Mizoy. Lachilam is all. But, so, and the Rambam points out that from Rashi it's mashma, that if a keir will serve Trumo to Izar, the keir will be either the Ixer of the Yichal or Eskotchev in Yisroel, it's Yorim Rashi. Because Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say the Yichal, the Eichlom Malid is all, but Lachilam is all. Lachilam. Lachil is on Hifia. That means there is a Machil. Who is the Machil? The Zar is the Eichel. But Rashi talks here of an Iser of being Machil Zar. So who is the Machil? Who is the Machil? The Keir. So the Ramban points out that from Rashi it's Mashma that if a Keir will serve Truma to a Zar, he'll be there, the Yisrael of Yechal Eskotchev in Yisrael. That's what Rashi says, Lachil Mizon. Now the Ramban here on this passage. So he says, V'Yechal Eskotchev in Yisrael, Lachil Mizon. He mentions what Rashi says. And then he says, V'Yisiwa V'Nashmo Es Atzmo Yitanu Oven B'Ochlom Eskotchev She'Huvdu V'Shem Trumo V'Kitchu V'Nesu Ale. This is as Rashi explains the Pasuk design. Es atzmon yitanu ovein biochlom eskocheir shehuftu ushein tumo vekichu vinesu ale. Alright, v'unkeles shetirgim v'mechleim v'su avosh lo tzertirgim. Unkeles apparently applies v'yisio yisom aven ashmo to a tome, to tumo that is eaten bitumas aguf. So he says shalom tzerach, because the union of tumo being eaten bitumas aguf is discussed in the previous passage. In the previous passage, Nefesh Ashatika Beitom Adorev, Vayechu Nakodoshim, Kimrochat Psor Bamayim, and then he says, Vishom Res Mishmartim, Vayisor of Chayit, Umeisevoi Ki Yechalu, Ani Hashem Ikachi. Ani Hashem Ikachi. So it's really clear. But Rashi says, no, that the Yisiwa Yisom has reference to the Avere of Trumo being eaten al Bizon. So he mentions, Es Atzmon Yitan Lovin Gochom, Es Kocheyev, Shehuvdu Yishim Trumo, V'kitchu v'neswale v'unkele shetirgim v'mechleim v'su avo, that it is reference to trumas, achilas truma v'tumas aguf shalim tzirtim kemo shenashis v'levani daita. He doesn't understand the Rashi. Ki yira midvoro sheze ala v'azoro v'kianimu shal yachilu ha-truma mizorim ואם ראו שנפורש שיהיו ויסיעו איסון, כאילו ישראל, שהיתנו הקהלים, אס ישראל אבין אשמו, כאשר ריחו הקודשי, ולא מהוצרח בשמו ילידו שבעצמו בין של יהוס כזה עליו ביטלנו, אלו עושה לאססקי, כי בשור כל ישראל, אבל תם הכוסוף כבני ישראל נמשך למעלו, ולא יחלו לסקודשי בישראל, איסה שיוהימו עד השם, והוא עזוב השניס, ביזר שלו יחוקים, ואבו שגיע יוצא לחסקר ביועניש, ויאמר ויסיעו את עצמו, כאשר יחו לסקודשי. ודן ורביסינו דורשו מפני ייסורי, because it says, איסה שיוהימו. So, מפני ייסורי, because the whole love is superfluous. Because in so far as Achilas Humo by Yisrael is concerned, so it's already mentioned in the Posik, Cholzor Yecho Kedesh. V'cholzor Yecho Kedesh. Why does the Torah have to mention it again? So Mela, they applied it to Achilas Tev. But, so from the Ramban it also appears that through the Gemara applies the Posik V'lichalu to Achilas Tev. So that means that this person can reference the Achilas Tevel as well. Not that Achilas Truma or Dizar is not Nichol in that person. That not. How do we know that Achilas Truma or Dizar is also Nichol in that person? Very simple. Because it follows immediately upon Posik Yudalet. And Posik Yudalet discusses the Halacha of Dizar Sheochal. Truma Bishgogo, so he's Mechuyev to pay Keren Chedesh, Vishki Chalkin Bishgogo, Vyosef Hamishis Yolov, Vinos Makin as Hakedesh, and then it's a Lechal Eskotch in Israel. And Veloi is what is the Vov? Vov is the Vov Achivo. And they shall not forfeit the sanctities of the children of Israel. So, Veloi means end. What does it mean, end? If the Posik Tezvov had reference exclusively to Achilas Tevel, so it has no shaykhes, it has no connection with Posik Yudalet. Why does the Torah use the Vav Achivo? I mean, if it finishes on Mikro. So that's the raya of the Ramban, that even though the Gemara Darshis that applies this Posik of Rechalot, Ligabi Achilas Tevel, so it doesn't mean that this posik exclusively is descriptive of Achilas Tevel. No, Achilas Tevel is included in that posik, but since this posik is mentioned immediately after Posik Yudalet, and it begins with the Vov Achivo, so there is a connection. So it modifies Posik Yudalet, and Posik Yudalet doesn't deal with Tevel. There is no aloha of Keren Bechemesh. If somebody eats Tevel, there is aloha of Keren Bechemesh, if it's Aris Tumo, and then the Torah says, below you chalu es kochet yisoy sakhiyorim wa rishen. And they shall not profane the sanctities of the children of Israel. What's the end? Obviously, it relates to Posik Yudalet too. But, since this whole Posik is not necessary, Ligabe, so the melee, the Gemara applies it, Achilas Tevel. So two Isurim, according to the Ramban, are Nichlal, are implicit in that Posik. One Iser that is implicit in that Posik is an Iser against Achilas Tevel. And the Rai is that the Torah uses the express Eisa Shal Yovimu Adishem. And then, since the Torah mentions this Iser, right after Posik Yudalet, and it's connected with Posik Yudalet through the Vov Achivo, and they shall not profane. So that means that it's descriptive, it has reference to Posik Yudalet too. It applies to Posik Yudalet. So both Isurim are implicit. Now, the Ksav Kabbalah says, Mir Delay, another Mifoshi. Why do they apply the posik of the Chalves Kochet Yisrael Yerimu Adishem to Achilas Lomo, Al-Mizar, when the Gemore in Sanhedrin applies it to Achilas Tevel? It's a paragon, he says. It's a paragon. And then he mentions, Exam Kabbalah mentions the Rambam in Hilchos Machlos Asures, So he says that if somebody eats devil, is high malchus, where is the love? Where is the Chashim Yisrael? So the right pshat is the pshat of the Rambam, not like Rashi, not like Rambam, not like all the Mephoshi Adam. But after all, I mean, the Rambam himself mentions that. And the Rambam says, how does the Gemara know that this love has reference to Achilas devil as well? Because it's muta. So it has reference, because it's muta, it has reference to Achilas devil. But it certainly has reference to, but it certainly has also reference to Achilas Trumo. And the Raya is, because it follows immediately upon Pasuk Yudalet, and the Torah uses the Vav Achibur. So, if it doesn't have reference to Achilas Trumo, how can the Vav Achibur be used? And they shall not profane. So what? They shall not profane. So lo yichalol, let the Torah say, lo yichalol. The fact that it uses the Vav Achibur indicates the Amishad of the doubt that it has reference to Achilas Trumo also. So that's the Teretz on the Ksavi Kabolis. Ksavi Kabolis Kashi. I saw, I mean, that the Rishon for her, she also discusses that possibility. Anyway, I mean, so from the judicial mikro, it appears that the Rechal Eskotchi Gnei Yisroi Tzachor Imul Adishem has reference also to Achilas Kotchi. Now, so the question is this, why do we need it? After all, as far as Achilas Kotchi is concerned by Zah, so that is mentioned in the Pasuk before, V'chol Zah L'Yechol Kedesh. So, why does it have to mention again the Chalos Kodesh in Israel? And the Ramban, so the Ramban and Rashi both agree that the love of the Chalos Kodesh in Israel, Yerim Ula Nishen, even though it applies to Achilas Devil, but it also applies to Achilas Truma Odizam. But according to Rashi, it implies not only an Iser, that the Izar is not allowed to eat Trumo, it implies in Israel that the Keir is not allowed to be Machir, Izar Trumo. According to the Ramban, it doesn't imply an Israel that is incumbent upon a Keir to be Machir, it only implies an Israel that is incumbent upon the Zar to be. But both agree, Rashi and the Ramban agree, that there is an Israel implicit in this passage against a Zahir in Truma. Now the question is, what do you mean? Why did the Torah have to mention other passages? So I think that part I didn't hear from my father.